Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast, the only podcast where the three hosts are so overtired that they're woke as fuck. My name's FPS Diesel and we just lost monetization because I said the F word. Along with me, as always, is Brandon.
Hi.
And quite.
This podcast is a labor of love at this point.
It's been like that for the last 70 episodes.
Well, it would be nice if we didn't make, like, poopy money off the podcast.
Everyone listening right now, tell your mother that we need her life savings.
So we're starting a Patreon, Duncan.
I think it would be sick if we got like a blue apron or like somebody to sponsor us that delivers food or something. Because I just want free food.
Hey, DoorDash, hit me up. I pay for DoorDash Plus, dude. Hit me up.
You can have butchered meats delivered right to your door now.
Really?
Yeah,
so I can order a whole butchered cow and deliver me every single organ.
They're not gonna deliver you a whole ass cow, but like it's a shitload of meat. Like
this. So I can't order the intestines, the stomach, the test. I can't get all those separately. Like,
well, you get the stuff that you know is good to eat. Like you get some intestines. Ribs. Well, yeah, if that's what you're about, but, like, I don't know who's about that.
Are intestines just big spaghetti noodles that are made out of meat?
You are absolutely disgusting. That's disgusting.
Because they're long pieces of flesh, right? So they're just big spaghetti noodles that you can cook, and it's like meat.
That's not okay. That's not okay. That's really gross.
I just thought about this now.
Okay. Did you know that ancient Romans used to use sheep and goat intestines as condoms?
Did they take them out of the goat first, at least?
That's actually genius.
That's really gross, quite. Yeah, they took them out of the fucking animals.
Sorry, I was thinking of ISIS. My bad.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's now really demonetized. Anyway.
I figured it was already too late. Whatever.
I'm
pretty sure I've made a joke like that before, and we got a very concerned email about it. So have fun with the email next time. Anyway.
How about international?
No, we can offset it if we just talk about real estate for like the next 5 minutes.
Well, I made a joke.
Finance is finance, dude. That's where it's at. I've been investing in the stock market in Bitcoin.
Yo, I've been getting stonks recently. Stonks. I made a joke like that though, and I was just like, dude, chill. It's a fucking joke, dude.
Wait, did I send it to the Loudmouse account? Because I want to find
it. I can't remember if it was a tweet, comment, or email, dude. I don't know.
I'm checking our emails because I haven't looked at it in our email in ages.
There's, like, nothing in there, but...
It's people asking about their school projects.
If it was, like, a tweet,
We get those on the podcast, but I get that on my personal, too. Do you guys get
Somebody sent me, like, an email, my, like, business email. If you're listening to this, by the way, I don't give a shit. Tell your professor he's dumb for making you ask for permission. Anyways, they were like, hey, I want to do a video or I want to do a project about this and this and this, but it's like your idea and all this stuff. I'm like, dude, YouTube content and shit's free fucking reign. What do you think this is? I'm not I didn't make the Mona Lisa. All right. All right.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. When somebody like emails you or like reaches out to you and they're like, I'm doing a paper on this or a project on this, and they're like relating it to like YouTube or something. It's one of two things. Either one, they want to be your friend, so they're trying to get your attention, or two, they're actually doing something.
Well, apparently they wanted to. So, you know, like the, so you guys know like the, what is it called? I think it's called Life Ads or Episode Ads. It's called Episode. The app that's like really like where you make choices and shit. That's a really weird ads where it's like, what do you choose? Yeah. Pee on them? Yeah, so they sent me an email about that video I did, and they're like, hey, I wanted to do a project on these advertisements, but it's like your idea. My professor told me to ask you, and I read it, and I was just like, dude, where do you think I got these from? Where do you think I got these images from? They aren't my fucking images.
They were asking your permission to use those images?
Yeah, because, so they asked the professor, and not the images exactly, but like the whole, like the project being based around that like video, basically like how these obscure ads exist, and then apparently he or she talked to the professor said email me, and I was just like
That, if you're... No, I'm going to tell you right now, that conversation didn't fucking happen. As someone who deals with professors on a daily basis, they, like, either that or they worded it so, like, poorly to their professor that their professor thought you owned a picture.
Are you sure it was a professor or a high school teacher?
Because yeah, that sounds more
they
like
said
a high school
professor.
Teacher.
They said yeah, professor.
They could have been, like, a big word exaggeration.
If you're in, like, an advertising class, which, by the way, I am in an advertising class this semester, conversations like that, it's like, if you're just doing an analysis of, like, ads online, you don't need the permission of the advertisers.
No, I read that though. I was just like, I'm not even gonna respond.
I would like to say I respect the initiative on a lot of these kids' ends though, who are actually doing the projects.
I get emails about school projects and shit. Like, okay, why are YouTubers the center of school projects, dude?
Because we're the people they look up to or watch.
I mean, think about how many, like, I don't know.
I looked at Robert Downey. I never once emailed him.
It's like, think about how many other projects aren't being done on YouTubers.
That's true.
We just like,
if I ever had a project and I was told to contact somebody, I would do everything in my power to not have to contact that person.
Well, the thing is, like, I've done papers on YouTube, but this is my job.
Yeah.
I don't think it's bad to do. I encourage it, actually.
But, like, you know, when I get stupid fucking emails like, hey, my professor asked for permission to do blah, 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 I'm like, I didn't make the Mona Lisa, dude. Like,
better safe than sorry, I suppose.
Don't expect me to respond to your email about, like, your like, paper or something. But if you're, like, working on, like, a ridiculous paper for, like, a college or something, and, like, I can tell you are actually doing that, and it's about YouTube, I would be inclined to respond to that because I understand that information is then used in the future because we're just now starting to get like influencer marketing and stuff like that happening behind the classroom, you know? So it's important to get research and have more research about this kind of like field because it's a very young field.
What Diesel is saying is if you want the answers, you have to write him a convincing lie in his business email address.
I'm not saying flood my email, Jesus.
I'm just translating for the people here who don't understand that they can lie.
What I'm saying is don't lie. Why would you lie? Because then you're going to end up talking about, like, the driest shit with FPS
Well,
Diesel.
What if
like,
you're interested and you're not writing a paper? You just want to fucking know. If you make it seem more important than it is, you'd be more inclined to respond. Therefore, if they're a good liar, you'll be more inclined to respond. So kids, polish your lying skills. It's very useful.
I mean, that's really just useful for life now, isn't it?
No, it totally fucking is. Don't even sit here and tell me lying isn't useful. It is an unfucking spoken rule that lying is useful. All right? Let's be real.
It's not that unspoken. It's not that unspoken.
It's not okay. But your parent, like, you grow up and your parents are like, "Don't lie," and you still do it.
No, they don't want you to lie. You grow up and they help you lie. Like,
no, okay, they help you lie in certain situations. Yes.
Growing up, they don't want you to lie to them because it makes their lives harder. But like but they usually have your best interest at heart. So when it can benefit you, and they're not the person who has to deal with it, in some situations they might give you advice.
That's totally true. My parents have lied for me.
You know, spruce things up. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, your parents have lied for you, right, Diesel?
I, a couple weeks ago, I pretended to be sick, and a professor said, he's like, oh, you need a doctor's note.
And you had your mom write up something?
No. I couldn't get her to write the note. So, I'm still a child as much as I am an adult. You're, like, under your parents' insurance till you're, like, 25, 26?
Yeah, it's 26 when it ends.
Yeah, and it's like, because I don't have, like, a pediatrician anymore because I'm a grown man. So it's like we found a doctor and we got them to write me a fucking doctor's note.
Just like some random doctor?
Not like some random doctor. It was like somebody who's, like, a doctor and they're like, maybe you have the flu or a cold. We can't tell right now. And he's like, all right, I'll write you a letter of absence. And I'm like, oh, great.
I
lied to the doctor, and then I lied to the school, so there you go.
Well, did you go back to the doctor?
No, of course not. I'm better now. So like,
you just worked. It just worked. You're good.
Yeah.
But that wasn't a lie. You were sick.
I've faked being sick before, and my mom was like, this kid needs sleep. So she would, like, literally, like, she just lie for me. I would, she, it's so obvious I wasn't sick, but she just fucking lie for me. And I would get out of school for a day so I could sleep in. So.
That would happen in high school, too, yeah.
Sleep is so okay, let's talk about sleep, actually, because this is, like, I've been looking into this more and more, because it just pops up in my fucking recommended on YouTube. But, like, the lack of sleep teenagers get is actually fucking criminal with how their metabolic, like, time works and how their, like, brain processes time. It's fucking awful because their brain's literally programmed to go to sleep 2 hours later than adults and wake up 2 hours later than adults, but they're expected to wake up and go to sleep at the same time, but their body literally is pushing against it. Your fucking body, your unconscious body, is telling you when to go to sleep and when to wake up, but that's not enough for laws and shit to change. Because, like, what time did you guys have to wake up for high school?
Usually, like, 6.
Really? I got up at, like, 5:30.
I got up at, like, 6:30 at the latest.
It depended how, like, close you were, like, on the bus route.
Yeah, so it's like, you get up at, like, fucking 6 a.m., and, like, what time does you usually go to sleep? I usually went to sleep at, like, midnight. I get, like, 6 hours of sleep.
It used to be midnight, then I'd usually go to bed at, like, 1 or 2. I was, like, fucking, I don't know, I didn't get a lot of sleep most nights.
See, I got a lot of sleep in high school because I did sports and, like, you pass out. Like, that stuff kills you.
I never did sports in high school because I didn't want to spend 2 hours after school every day fucking practicing.
Dude, so I avoided it. That stuff knocks you out, though. Like, damn.
No,
like,
it does. I can agree. But, like, fuck, I did not want to do that. But, like, yeah, it's like we barely got any fucking sleep. And you wake up at these early times and you're expected to do shit. And I never fell asleep in class. Have any of you guys ever fallen asleep in class?
I fell asleep sometimes, but it was usually for, like, a 5-minute thing, and then I'd be fine.
I got, like, traumatized, because I remember there was, like, one kid, it was in elementary school, too, and this stuck with me for my entirety of school. This one kid fell asleep in class, and he was, like, drooling on his desk, and he got fucking, like, he got, like, kids wrote shit in his face, and the teacher didn't notice, because she would, like, step out of the room, and, like, when that happened, I was just like, I am never falling asleep in class. It has stuck with me to this point. I have, just, like, a tremendous amount of trouble falling asleep in public places, because I just don't know how, like, my body's gonna fucking work when I'm asleep.
Well,
so I just don't want
I've slept in public places, because, like, you get to college, like, you're literally on a 24-hour, like, time clock, you know? There's, like, you set time aside to sleep, which sounds disgusting. And
it does.
It
sound disgusting. I think I'd rather,
like,
not.
You gotta, like, power nap sometimes, because you can't squeeze it in on it.
Yeah, because you're like, okay, I won't be able to sleep tonight, because I need to work on a paper. So I'm going to sleep now for 4 hours, so that way then I can work on a paper till tomorrow and then go to my 8 a.m. class.
Jesus.
See, I would fall asleep
in the public library, or not the public library, but, like, the school library, just all the time.
And then you'd, like, have an alarm and you'd wake up and you'd
actually,
read a
little bit. Actually, it wouldn't even be the alarm. It's that it's so uncomfortable, you just wake up.
I don't know. The only time, like, I really fall asleep in public places is, like, on a train sometimes, or in an Uber.
Yeah, I'll fall asleep on a train. You shouldn't do that, though, because you can get, like, robbed easily.
Not like subways. Like, I'm usually with friends when I'm on them.
I mean, yeah, but, like, even those trains.
See, I'd never fall asleep in an Uber. So. I'd never fall asleep in an Uber, because, like, I just wouldn't feel comfortable falling asleep in a fucking Uber. And then, I think that also is one of the issues as to why I can't fall asleep on planes. Because just, like,
just
that
a big
whole,
Uber.
That whole mentality of, like, I don't want to fall asleep with people around me.
I can see why that, like, fucking make it difficult or some shit.
It's my animal instincts, dude. They're kicking in.
My strategy is to just watch Endgame, and that's, like, 3 hours gone, and then, like, easy. every time I have a long flight, Endgame,
no, literally, okay. The long flights I took, like, across, like, the ocean, it was just, like, movies. And you would stack up movies. Like, even if it's on the in-screen stuff, you'd just be like, okay, one movie down, four more to go.
Yeah, I'd have, like, I'd have, like, hours. I'd have always get, like, way more hours of content than I'd need. Like, I'd binge a channel. Like, I downloaded, like, all of Cody Ko's backlog, a couple movies in Flight Entertainment, or, like, three albums. I got way more than I thought I would, like, than I knew I would need, that, like, was more than 8 hours of content. Because it's, like, what if I get, like, sick of this particular type of thing, like, halfway through, and I want to try a different kind of thing to watch and do nothing interacting with.
I just binge watch the Sherlock movies.
Fair.
I think there's only two, actually, so I don't even do it. Like, 4 or 5 hours.
Next time I got, like, a flight, I want to watch The Raid or something.
Well, it's a good opportunity to watch shit you probably would have never watched before. Because, like, yeah. you have literally nothing to fucking do.
Yeah,
like,
most of my JoJo watching has been done on planes.
If planes were more comfortable, they would actually be, like, a really good chance to just have, like, bliss for a little bit. Because it's
first
just,
class,
like...
that we can afford.
Because it's, like, let's say you fly for, like, 6 hours, right? That's 6 hours of being disconnected from the internet with only your brain, music, and probably media you saved on your phone. That's it. You don't have any Twitter, you don't have Reddit, you don't have anything.
God,
that's
I don't
connected.
Know why, but that sounds like such a beautiful respite.
It actually kind of is. Like, I'm not
like,
going to lie.
Dude, I want to go on, like, a proper first class flight before I die, like the ones you can, like, lean back on and shit. Like, I want to go on one of those before I die just to experience that, like, fucking disconnect.
Well, by the time we're old and, you know, on our deathbeds, those will probably be pretty common.
No, by the time we're old, we're going to have standing room planes.
Those already exist in some places, don't they?
I know, but I've never seen anybody fly in one before.
I've never seen one in an actual plane. I know there's, like, the funny meme that, like, they're, like, modeled in airports sometimes, but I've never seen them in an actual plane.
I would, like, actually die if I had to sit in one of those, like, sit seats, because, like, or stand seats, because, like, they're more uncomfortable than just standing.
It's just, like, standing while leaning on, like, a wall. Really.
It's essentially like standing down while also having a dildo in your ass.
Why don't we just take out all the seats and just lay down on the plane?
we'll just
we can have one
people.
Big sleepover.
We'll stack cares? People horizontally.
Oh my fucking god.
You mean like the ships that we
yeah,
you know for
no,
slavery?
No, I don't mean the ship.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say
okay,
it.
Okay, listen. Just take out all the seats, right? Let everyone just sit wherever they want, lay wherever they want,
what,
and like if they die in a plane accident, who cares?
And then put layers of plywood for them to lay down on chained to each other. Is
like,
that what you're gonna say?
No!
I'm sorry, I'm twisting your words. I'm very sorry.
You are absolutely twisting my words. I did not say anything of the sorts.
I said it.
Anyways, let's scrap that idea. Let's get rid of planes entirely. Just fuck them.
What? Oh, and
fuck
oh, now true. This is the part where we go back to boats, right?
Dude, you know, I think it would actually be cool to like. I think it would just be interesting to like take like a boat to the UK from the US or some shit like that. And that's a trip all its own.
Let's build a bridge that connects every single fucking continent, and let's switch to exclusively electric scooters for transportation.
I agree.
On a list of things that sound awful, that's up there.
Fuck it.
Hey,
nothing.
And then let's just get rid of the internet too while we're at it. Like, it's not that much good.
You know what? If I could still somehow magically make money, but we removed the whole internet component from the equation. 100% I'd take it.
Hey, if the internet was gone, guys,
money, if I just got money, that would be sick.
I'm just saying, if the internet was gone, I'd go outside more.
That too.
All like, I'm saying is, if there was nothing to keep me inside, I'd go outside.
Yeah, like, older generations always gotten, like, fucking younger generations' asses. Like, I used to go all the time and shit. You didn't have the fucking internet, Grandpa!
You didn't have shit to do, and we don't fucking lie to my face.
Yeah, but,
you
like,
know
here's
you.
The thing. Are we really wasting, like, the best time scrolling through Reddit or looking at things on Twitter, like...
Bruh, they used to sit in front of a fucking TV or look at a newspaper or listen to the radio sports
well,
the
okay,
same
okay, 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 okay.
Here's
the thing.
TV shows!
Oh
we
my
just,
god.
Us motherfuckers, at least we get more engaging content. These bitches are old.
Hold on. There is content that is equally as little engaging as certain content from that time period and vice versa.
Yeah,
okay?
but video games literally did not exist. Like,
guys,
well, first
guys,
of all,
guys,
people,
guys, 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 guys,
people
guys,
nowadays,
listen.
Oh my god.
Listen, imagine having to watch fucking plays.
See, now you can't even afford to go to them because a ticket's like $200.
I can afford that.
Using,
okay,
I don't. It's
fuck
so funny.
You, I can't.
It's so funny how like using like a fucking, I don't want to say out of date, but like an older medium has become fucking a luxury. Like vinyls are more expensive now, even though like they're the, I don't want to say inferior, but the older tech, and like going to plays
well,
is a fucking like luxury thing that rich people
going
do.
Going to the opera, who does that anymore? Like.
If you go to the opera, you're a fucking boomer. Anyways,
if you go to the opera, you're obviously a millionaire.
It's like all the rich people going
like...
to see Charlie Chaplin in the year 1975 in the fucking Joker movie. That's some rich people shit.
That is rich people shit.
I'm gonna watch Charlie Chaplin on a fucking theater screen for this fucking fundraiser for a government campaign.
The thing with vinyls is vinyls aren't, like, worse. Like, they're better sounding, but they're less convenient. So depending on who you're talking to, they are inferior. Like, to me, they're inferior, because I don't want to fucking load up a vinyl.
Lug around a vinyl.
Yeah, like, to me, they're inferior, but, like, to some people, they are superior, because they prefer the sound quality over the convenience. Meanwhile, I like the convenience factor.
See, so there's, like, there's a different kind of, like, texture to listening to music on vinyl. It's hard sounds to explain, because I'm not a music person, but there's, like, vinyl. A texture that grows with the vinyl when you have, like, a vinyl that's been around for a while.
It's a, like, at risk of sounding like a fucking loser, it's a vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, like, the lo-fi
it's like a different
kind of... I have a lo-fi hip-hop of 10-hour vinyl.
Even if it's, like, not, like, a really audible difference, like, there's just something in the feeling of it. That's not really scientific explanation, but it's not something that's really scientifically explained by someone.
No, I bet you there's a reason in music theory. I'm sure somebody has some kind of 10-minute video.
Someone is keyword stupid as I.
I'm sure there's an audiophile who can answer the question.
There's probably like fucking 10
people. I feel like I've seen a video that's touched on this before, actually.
Well, I mean, MP3, like, Spotify bitrates and shit are actually pretty bad, but, like, we don't really notice because we're so used to it. And, like, then you add, like, wireless headphones on top of that, like, it just doesn't sound good. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, I'm just so used to this wireless headphone. Sometimes when I plug it into, like, the aux jet, like, the aux cord, when it's charging, it's like, oh, fuck, why is the audio better now? Oh, wait, because it's not wireless.
Oh, there actually is a video. It's by Polyphonic. It's called The Beauty of Degraded Media. There you go.
Oh, true. Speaking of, what is it? Speaking of, like,
Degraded Media
stuff,
floppy disk.
I got my fucking Google Home Mini. It came in the other day from Spotify.
Damn.
Okay, Google, turn my lights green.
Okay, Google,
It did it! It did it! My lights are green!
Okay, Google, harvest my data.
They're already doing that. Don't worry.
This guy likes his lights green.
Okay, Google, turn my lights red.
This guy likes red, everybody.
There's just a Google employee, like, sitting there with his other buds.
I like to imagine all the data collecting is someone literally just sitting there and manually inputting this stupid shit. Like,
okay, like, Google, turn my lights a random color.
You talk to Alexa and, like, some little guy in the fucking machine, or, like, on their side, just, like, writing shit
down. Okay, Google, shut up.
Google's reciting a speech over there, Jesus.
Hey, Google's like, I don't understand what the fuck you're saying, dude.
Random lights? Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't be that excited.
You want me to put a random color? Are you fucking crazy, dude? The sound quality on this thing is actually quite nice, because the entire thing is just a big fucking speaker.
I mean, yeah, it's the same thing with the ALXA.
Yeah.
I don't want
to say it. You don't want to turn it on?
It's like talking shit about the kid in the room.
Well, I mean, no, for real, because it'll hear you, you know? Like,
yeah.
I've had it turn on at weird times.
It's like, I'm sure I'll find it weirdly convenient. Like I won't realize what I'm using it for until, like, I stop using it.
I mean, well, like, what is the most functionality you get out of a smart speaker, like, really? Like, what do you use it for?
I mean, it really is useful for the lights, because, like, the remote's dead on mine for some reason.
It's useful for lights, especially Philips Hue, because those aren't, like... Like, you can either use the app, or you can just talk to Alexa.
Yeah, it's nice being able to talk to it, and also, like, play random music and shit.
Yeah, and then music's a big thing as well. Honestly, they're kind of fucking stupid.
I don't know, it's just, like, a novelty thing, if I'm being honest. Like, it feels cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
my alarm,
and
personally,
shit.
But...
You can also my phone. I mean, you probably need a loud alarm, though, to wake up.
I probably should start using it as my alarm when I use it.
I've always been pretty sensitive to sound, so...
My phone ones never fucking wake me up, dude.
Yeah, okay, I don't understand. I wish I could fucking sleep that blissfully, but I can't. Like, the most, mundane shit will wake me up.
Are you a light sleeper, then? I hate it.
I used to be heavy, but now I'm a light sleeper. It fucking sucks.
I'm, like, really, I don't know why, but, like, I feel like I'm a little desensitized to it because of how often I heard it growing up. Like, the same, like, I don't know. Growing up, I didn't change any of the default alarms on the iPhone.
No, I think that's definitely a thing as well. I mean, like, but for example, it's like Diesel's fucking snoring will wake me up. I mean, to be fair, he snores really fucking loud, but still.
For real,
it will wake me up.
Look, I snore loud because I'm a big man, okay?
No.
How is that, like, when
I
you're
don't
sleeping,
even
like,
snore
next to somebody on the same bed? Like, did that have has everyone complained about that?
She's never... Okay, so she's like...
I complain!
Like, She's like, you snore real loud. And I'm like, I know I snore loud. And it's like, you can't really do anything about it.
Is that like the leading cause of divorce?
Yeah, snoring is what is the leading cause of divorce.
I fucking believe it, dude. It's just like, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore, Steve. Get in the other fucking room. You're snoring too loud. You fucking... You're awful. You're, I don't fucking know.
It's always dudes with the loud snoring, like...
Yeah, it fucking is. Sleep apnea head ass.
It's probably something to do with our bodies. Let's be real.
I have no idea why people
I don't
loud.
Snore, but apparently I fucking, like, screech in my sleep.
I can sleep... Okay, I can snore or talk in my sleep, but neither is common. I've been told both have happened, but neither are common.
I've been told, like, I sleep... Like, I sleep talk, not when I'm, like, on a couch, but, like, when I'm on a different bed than usual. Like, it has to be a bed. Like, it has to be soft enough for me to, like, get into a dream state. If it's a couch, I'm too focused on trying to fucking not fall off it, apparently, or whatever.
Your unconscious brain just, like, must maintain balance, can't sleep talk.
I don't know, like, I roll in my sleep, and I was, like, always scared of, like, falling off the edge of my bed.
See, I don't know if I roll in my sleep, because, like, okay, I thought about this, right? I don't think I do, because I've never really woken up on the ground or anything like that. But, like, I've thought about it, I'm just like, I don't remember what position I fell asleep in. And then
no
I wake
one does.
Up. Yeah, exactly, and I wake up, and I'm like, did I roll in my sleep? Like, I have no fucking idea. I put thought into it, like, a couple weeks ago, and I was just like, oh my god, I don't remember how I fall asleep.
I never remember when I fall asleep. I only, like, know when I'm on the cusp, how it feels when I'm on the cusp of it, because sometimes I'm, like, falling asleep while holding my phone.
Then you wake up.
Because I drop my phone on my fucking face, and then, like, that wakes me up, and I know what the feeling right before being asleep is like.
No,
I never, like,
shit.
But I never realize it's happening until I've been pulled out of it, you know?
Well, so I've been pulled out of, like, that like, teetering sleep. I've been pulled out of that, literally, just by my own brain regaining consciousness. Like, I'll be, like, drifting off thinking about shit, and then all of a sudden I'll be like, wait, this is almost a dream, and then I fucking pull myself out of it. It's not intentional.
It's the most unsatisfying shit, you know? Like, it fucking sucks. I hate, our brains are stupid. Just let me sleep, bro. You know what I'm saying? Unless I need to stay up for something.
Just take
case,
a lot of melatonin. That's all you need.
Melatonin will knock you the fuck out for a long period of time, but, like, if you take too much of it, you'll wake up groggy because you'll still have it in your system.
I wake up groggy. It sucks.
I rarely take melatonin, but even when I do, it doesn't seem to work, so I don't know if I have a tolerance or if I just took it when I had caffeine in my system still and I just, like, didn't realize.
Well, some people take a lot of melatonin and fall asleep. Others take less. Like, for example, I usually take, like, 2 tablets. Like, I've been told that, like...
My sink is exploding. Oh, no, it's doing the thing.
Is it okay? Do you need to get up and fix your
I don't know. Look, I'll tell you in a second if it smells bad, that's for sure.
I'll tell you in a second when my room floods. So, with the melatonin thing, it's like, I can... Like, I usually need to take 2 to sleep properly. Like, 1 is okay, like, 1 helps, but 2 is, like, the best thing to knock me out. But, like, people have said that, like, if they've taken 4... They've had, like, sleep paralysis and lucid dreaming and, like, shit like that. And I tried taking 5, and it didn't happen.
How connected do you think, like, the melatonin is really to, like, having sleep paralysis? Like, is that a
side
effect
Well, the thing with sleep paralysis is, sleep paralysis is when your body is in a sleep state, like, your physical body,
but
your
brain
mind
is still
conscious. But you're also still technically in REM sleep, like, but your eyes are open. So that's why you hallucinate, because it's like your brain creating images and shit for dreaming. So when you do have sleep paralysis, you're basically just dreaming while awake. Like, a sleep paralysis doesn't have to be, like, scary, at least from my understanding. It doesn't have to be scary, but it, like, a lot of times it is because people are freaked out, and that's what the state of their mind that goes to. So, like, if someone gets sleep paralysis, they're like, wait,
the
what the fuck,
just
I can't move.
Hold on, I'll be right back. You can keep having your conversation about sleep paralysis demons.
How can you sink?
But is, like, having sleep paralysis, like, a known side effect of taking melatonin, or is that just, like, a thing that, like, some people have, just unconnected?
I don't know. I don't know if it's known, but, like, I'd assume that if you took enough melatonin, your body would probably reach sleep paralysis. Because, like, I mean, I don't know if it's, like, for certain, but, like, I know for a fact that sleep paralysis is when your body's asleep, your brain's kind of off, but your eyes are open and you're aware. People see demons and shit when they have sleep paralysis, because they can't move and their eyes are open, So they're like, oh shit, I'm awake, but I can't move. So they immediately get freaked out, and that's why they have terrible experiences. Yeah.
Apparently that's like a large part of like alien abduction stories.
Is like I'm not sleep fucking paralysis. Surprised. I never thought about that. Holy shit. So all these people that have alien abduction stories could have literally just been in sleep paralysis.
Because they're hallucinating.
Man, that completely changed my perception.
No, because I just thought they were crazy.
I heard the alien abductions thing with the sleep paralysis, and I'm like, yeah, what do you know?
It's like, I've heard like that's a really big theory for like why a lot of people might be seeing.
I just assumed they were crazy or on drugs,
and that's why they think they can't move or that they're strapped down. It's because they're having sleep paralysis.
Hmm,
something like that.
Holy shit! All those people are just fucking crazy. They're still crazy in my
mind. Well, anybody could have sleep paralysis, Brandon.
That's no, but like
they probably just didn't know
paralysis.
What it was, so they didn't have a way to like explain it.
They took it and they're like alien abduction.
I don't know. It's like you think a random dude in the Midwest like needs to know what sleep paralysis is. So like,
probably not. Yeah.
Well, Anthony Padilla made a video where he interviewed people who have been abducted by aliens.
Anthony Padilla. Wait, you mean like fucking
Smosh? Yeah.
Man?
No,
like,
his Anthony channel is actually fucking fire now.
Yeah, for real though. Like he's been putting out bangers, straight bangers.
No, it's great. He interviews these super obscure groups of people. So one of them he interviewed was the people who think they've been abducted by aliens. And one guy on there was like totally fucking bonkers, and he kept raving about how hot the alien was, and how he fucked it.
Oh,
he's done. It's like I spent the day with Ceres. He's pretty much all he puts on his channel. But he's like, he's done like old YouTubers, fans, other kin, fucking what is it, paparazzi?
What the fuck this man's doing? What I do?
Bunch of career paths. Like he does it like twice a week. I think he does a lot.
No, like it's like pretty much all he does, except for like a few other things. But like it's good. And like eventually, yeah, he'll have the switch. But like at the moment, it's working.
So at the moment, just, like, I feel like he's really hit his stride, because he's, like, upload, like, it's a lot of interesting kind of topics and shit.
Damn.
Yeah, like, he talked about, he interviewed people who actually, like, had sugar daddies, and, like, they were sugar babies, and they actually talked about it. I haven't watched the Visco Girls, I haven't watched any of the new ones, actually.
I
watched the paparazzi one. The paparazzi one really makes your eyes open. You realize that they are actually huge pieces of shit, and you were never wrong at assuming they were awful people.
Wow. I had no idea.
No,
they only tried to sue me.
they were fucking... He was interviewing them, and, like, this dude was, like, borderline, like, he was just fucking crazy. Like, he was just, like... He asked him, it's like, would you like someone to do this to you? And he was just like, no. And it's like, then why do you do other people? Because it makes me money. Like, that was basically his, like, reasoning and shit. So, like, yeah, they're not great fucking people. But, yeah. His channel's banger at the moment. Oh, he also interviewed Uber drivers, or ex-Uber drivers. And that was interesting.
He spent the day with Jake Paulers. That's incredible. Jesus. And their parents. And their parents.
And their parents.
Like, in parentheses, it says, in their parents.
Damn, man.
That's fucking good.
I would love to make content like this, but, like,
you gotta move
to LA. Yeah, that and like.
No, he could find crazy people in New York.
Yeah, I could find crazy people on the East Coast. It ain't that
hard.
But
I mean, like, West Coast people, it's like you can literally, like, put out calls for casting.
No,
off, like,
yeah,
those
I know. Crazy people just show up to your doorstep.
Like
it's that bad.
It's like a media-centric city, so, like, people, like, who maybe wouldn't even do it, they see those casting calls.
The thing is, here on, like, the East Coast, people are less inclined to be, like, they don't share. So it's like hard to get stuff. Like people are more private, you know.
In a lot of ways, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, in a lot of ways, especially with things they like enjoy. Like there's a witch coven in Brooklyn. I know that for a fact because they were on the news not too long ago. Well, not too long ago, like in the last 4 years, because they put a hex on the president.
Oh, I remember that shit.
Yeah,
I remember seeing like a like. Not, like, the article itself, but the article headline just in memes.
Yeah. And I just think it would be really fun and, like, interesting to go and, like, do, like, a little video on those people. I think it would be a lot of fun. But, like, I don't have... It would help if I had, like, an extra person or two, and that
just
is also hard.
And all that.
Yeah, more resources. That's the problem.
Clones.
Can't make any content, because, you
make
know...
Make clones!
Anthrocon.
I mean, that's gonna be a lot of fun.
I'm hoping.
Are you saying make floam like the
no
like,
clones?
Make clones.
Clones yourself. Clone.
Let me just go clone myself. Let me call up Elon Musk right now, okay?
Put your hair in a test tube and see what happens.
I thought you were going to say put your hair in a testicle.
Put your hair in a fucking pocket pussy.
Oh my god, disgusting. What if you did that in a pot that would mini you?
That you would put be your terrifying. DNA in a pocket pussy and leave it in the sun for a week. It'll grow an extra person.
There'd just be some like adult man just like fucking squeezed into a
it's
pocket
like,
pussy.
It's like a potted plant, you know, like you're growing a human out of a pocket pussy in
instead
the sunlight.
Instead of taking in oxygen and or instead of taking CO2, they take in oxygen. Same fundamental.
Oh my god, that's fucking disgusting. Imagine putting those things on your front porch and your neighbors are walking by. It's like, are those plants? That's a pocket pussy.
And it's not clean either.
Oh man, is there something growing out of that? Oh god! God, Jim, there's a baby! There's a baby in the
It's like, but like the baby's like so fucked it like starts using the pocket pussy as a shell like a hermit crab.
It looks like what's his name? Gollum from like the Lord of the Rings.
This is how we create a species that will destroy the human race.
This is the next dominant species.
We put DNA
into
pocket pussies and see what happens.
Everybody was talking about test tube babies being bad. We'll get ready for pocket pussy babies.
This is how you make artificial life.
The pocket pussy is like part of like their body.
it's a special power, like the gems in Steven.
Yeah, like I was saying, it's like a fucking shell.
It's their torso.
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
And then arms and legs sprout out, and they never grow past like a foot tall.
They're like just a completely different species. Oh my god,
dude, don't you kind of wish there was like more species of humans? Just like,
no.
like, wouldn't it be interesting if there was like a short human, a medium human, and a
we
tall
already got
human?
Short people.
No, but I don't mean like 4 foot. I mean like 2 foot. And
Brandon,
then like,
the word you're looking for is midget.
Whoa, can't use that word. That's like the N word.
I'm not talking about them. My bad. Anyways, so it's like you have like humans who are like 2 feet tall. You have like the average humans of like 5 to 6 feet. Then you have like tall humans who are like 8 to fucking 9 feet tall. It's just like, it's like a hierarchy.
But this, both of those things have existed, horrible. Though. Like 8 to 9 foot humans.
But they didn't live very long.
Bitch,
they
don't
have to be that tall.
They wouldn't be like versions of humans, though. They like their organs would have to be completely restructured to like be able to support that height.
Damn. There goes my dream.
Yeah, it's almost like
what,
it's
do you like
want to
fuck like a bitch who's like 9 foot tall? Like Brandon.
Maybe. What's wrong with
this
that?
This is an impossible revelation of which I was not surprised for. I think.
Yeah, honestly, this isn't the worst thing Brandon's come to us with.
Yeah, that part with the boats earlier, like, I don't know, man.
I didn't say anything about the boat! You want to say shit about the boats? Quite said shit about the boats, alright? We're going to bring it back up again, motherfucker! Alright!
What did I say about the boats? I actually forgot.
Who was the one who was like so
plays
like slavery?
Quite just playing Alzheimer's over here. Like I fucking forgot. Shut your fucking mouth.
No, I feel like I would say something really fucked up about boats, but I'm trying to remember what it
you
was.
You did.
What did I say?
No, it wasn't that bad. Oh my god.
What did I say?
It was me. I don't know what the fuck you people are talking about.
Oh, you
but
said?
But I'm the one that said we should lay people down horizontally on the plane.
Oh, okay.
And when you started talking about boats, and then put words in my mouth.
No, Brandon, you said we should take out all the seats on planes, have people lay down, and then me and Diesel drew the connection.
Wouldn't you rather want to lay down on a fucking plane?
This conversation 20 minutes ago, like...
I do have early onset dementia.
Me too.
Really, my brain works fine.
We only think in 10 minute long intervals, you know, because we make YouTube videos.
I don't have time
everything.
For anything longer than 10
what
minutes.
What if the video goes over 10 minutes?
I forget everything I said in it.
It's two videos. I pay someone to stitch it into one because I physically can't comprehend it.
Yeah, it's too big.
Like
wow,
my life with tall
we
girlfriend.
Spent about 40 minutes not talking about anything we had on the topics.
Who gives a shit? Oh yeah, Jeff Epstein memes. Oh, he didn't fucking kill himself. Obviously, you dumb motherfucker.
No shit.
Well, you guys saw what happened, right?
No, I just know memes about it up again.
So it's like a lot more than just like the memes again that picked up.
Wait.
There was an autopsy report that the, like, the...
No, there's something even more than that.
Oh, what's beyond that?
Did he get called a boomer and sprouted up from the grave?
Yes. So there was a journalist, and I think they were at ABC, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and she was on camera and on mic saying, like, oh, you know, we had the Jeffrey Epstein story 3 years ago. We had everything, all this stuff. And basically the higher-ups, the producers, didn't want the story to run because they didn't want to kill a interview with, I think it was, like, the Prince of England and his, like, family. So they just kind of, like, squashed the story because they didn't want to lose that other interview, you know, because the royal palace was trying to, like, you know, basically screw them over a bunch of different ways, right? So they basically killed the story.
Like the royal family in the
U.S. Oh, I thought you were gonna I thought you were gonna say they basically killed Jeffrey Epstein.
No, they killed the story because they didn't want to deal with like the ramifications. Basically, they didn't want to have to lose like their good graces in media terms with the royal family.
I heard like didn't like both parties though like the person who was angry about it and the news network say that it was because like the interview itself like wasn't the interview itself didn't like exactly wasn't corroborated super well at the time.
The,
and, like,
the response from that going live from the news network and anchor was that the interview at the time did not meet the editorial standards for ethical journalism for them to publish the story, but I don't really trust them personally.
I feel like there's obviously, like, if that wasn't the case, there's obviously incentive for them to lie, but I feel like it's probably somewhere in the middle.
Because, here's why I think that's complete BS. Because this is a similar thing that's happened with Disney in the past, right? So what happened was, is there was basically a journalist who had found out that all these employees that worked at Disneyland were sex offenders, right? Like, they were definitely on the registry.
Well, that's fucking bad.
And Disney was supposed to, you know, screen these people because these people are going to be surrounded around children. And they went and they wanted to go push the story. And the news network was like, no, like, that you can't do that. Because I think this was one of the news networks that the Disney Corporation owned. So basically, if they had ran the story or were going to run the story, Disney would have just fired a bunch of people and a bunch of people would have lost their jobs. You know, because this is awful press. So basically what happened is that it ended up leaking online anyway and screwing over Disney regardless. So it either leaked online or to another outlet. It's been a while. It's been about...
Well, if you're a journalist...
The reason I'm like saying what I'm saying though is like it sounds like that it wasn't like they were told to just squash the story. It was more that like you keep working on it. If you can find more, then we can look into it again. And, like, because they didn't stop writing stuff about Jeffrey Epstein. Like, I was watching Philly D, and he said apparently there was, like, 24 Jeffrey Epstein-related stories in the years following that original interview claim. So, I feel like it's probably somewhere in the middle.
I don't know. Like, having been exposed more to, like... So, what I end up doing with college, right, there's a lot of people from traditional media... So you hear about, like, the structure and how it works. And first of all, the people at the top are as crazy as, like, the Wolf on Wall Street kind of type of people. Like, it is that kind of, like...
Yeah, I'm not surprised in the slightest by that.
You know, so, like...
That's how I imagine them anyway.
At the end of the day, we're not going to know. But personally, I don't trust, like, the media to do that anyway. Because... When you look at the kind of person Jeffrey Epstein was and the connections he had, like, who's to say that an executive wasn't one of his friends? You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's that completely reasonable, and you wouldn't want to jeopardize your network like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I always kind of just assume that, like, big media, like, the Wolf on Wall Street type of, like, imaging of, or, like, characteristics of, like, a fucking CEO or, like, about right. Or someone who's like super wealthy, like I feel like that's how it would be anyways. Like I kind of just always assume that. I never trust the media anyways for a lot of the stuff. Like it's it's dumb. Like, as you said, it's like it is in pockets of big companies. So it's like if you aren't Disney and you have dirt and you own all these fucking news companies, you control everything they get. It's the same as if a government had control over the media, except it's just a company instead. And the government does have control over
the government is a big company extent. At the end of the day, let's be real. Yeah.
It's a big company that we pay money to for no fucking reason.
Well, we pay money for the infrastructure and protection.
Hey, if the infrastructure was good, why are there potholes in the street? I had to dodge one yesterday.
Exactly. Now you're thinking ANCAP. Now let's privatize the roads and legalize cocaine.
Okay, wait. Okay. Do you guys think at some point... No, listen. Do you guys think at some point all drugs are going to be, like, decriminalized? Because I think so. At some point.
I don't think so.
I'm not saying legal, but I'm saying decriminalized. I think once we get into the point where psychedelics are decriminalized, I think it's going to start, like...
What, you think they're going to decriminalize fentanyl and, like, heroin? Like,
I think instead of putting people in jail for it, they're going to start, like, actually having, like... Instead of, you know, jail, it's going to be forced rehabilitation.
I mean, that would be much better than, like, destroying somebody's life, let's be real.
I think at some point that's going to happen, because the whole... Okay, so psychedelics are popping up in the news and shit, because they're being used to treat people with addictions like cocaine and, like, you know, alcoholism. Like, it's being used to treat these people who have these severe addictions, and it's working. Like, it's been proven that it works a lot of the fucking time. And there's, like, there's clinics and shit you can go to in certain countries that, like, people will... They give you a fucking tab of LSD, and they're like, okay, we're going on a trip. And you sit down in a chair, and this dude guides you through a fucking LSD trip. Totally legal. Jesus. Like, if that fucking happened, like, I feel like that's, like, the best form of therapy. Because it's ego death. You are getting someone to look at themselves without themselves in the picture.
You're radiating huge Joe Rogan energy right now.
I am Joe Rogan. I'm going to shave my fucking head. I'm going to become a UFC fighter. I'm going all in. Hey, guys, you hear about DMT? Jamie, pull it up.
Jamie, can you pull up the article they were talking about, those apes?
The monkeys having DMT. Jamie, pull up the article. Look at this monkey. Look at them. They're fucking nasty. Dude, they'd rip you apart. They're fucking muscular. Imagine that monkey on DMT. Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
Wasn't Vitaly who gave the monkey, like, a fucking blunt?
Maybe.
The monkey the blunt?
Yeah, somehow Vitaly got near a monkey. Somebody let him near an animal, and he gave it, like, a puff of weed or whatever.
Jesus.
Yeah, that spark
out. Dude, have you seen Vitaly these days? He is, like, shredded.
Apparently he's mates with Justin Bieber nowadays.
Okay.
Can you link me? Because, like, I think I have the right person in mind, but, like, I'm not sure.
Oh, you know
exactly
who this is. He used to be a big prank channel back in the
day. Oh, yeah, I know who he is. The guy with really wide eyes.
Wide eyes,
this,
I guess.
This guy.
No, his eyes aren't wide. His nose is big. That's what it was.
But, like, look, he looks like he's got boobs.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Steroids.
Yeah, apparently that was a thing he, like, did, like, no cap.
No, yeah, he's still taking steroids. There's no way he's not.
No, I don't believe it if he said he wasn't.
Yeah, if apparently, he's saying he's not juicing now, that's baloney.
His muscles look like they're going to rip out of his fucking skin.
He looks like a fucking JoJo character, like...
He's a huge douchebag.
You're gonna tell me he's not taking steroids?
You're gonna tell me he wasn't drawn by the same artist?
Hirohiko Araki definitely drew Vitaly.
For sure.
Dude, he had, like, so there's, like, a channel. His name is Shredded Sports Science. Excellent channel for fitness stuff, by the way. Highly recommend if you're looking for, like, nutrition information. But he did a video basically kind of, like, criticizing Vitaly for kind of, like, his gym behavior. And he was, like, doing these, like, pranks, quote-unquote, where he would just walk up to dudes in the gym and be like, why are you looking at child porn? Stop resting on the machine. And it's just, like,
so
you
first
can't
of all,
say that.
That's fucked up. Second,
exactly.
Now we're definitely demonetized. I'm probably on a watch list.
Oh, my God. I was quoting him. Like, that is something
I know
you were
quoting him, but just the words are cursed.
Yeah, I know. But... Yeah, that was like, he was doing, also he's friends with Dan Blazarian, which,
okay. Isn't that guy who has like a lot of women around him all the time because he has a small penis?
Yeah. He's Mr. Instagram King himself, absolute Chad Maximus man.
He's like a complete Chad, but at the same time, it's like, It's like, wow.
It's like 100% fabricated.
Yeah.
He pays those women to come there.
Yeah, and like that's like the saddest part. It's like this dude's like flexing on these women and shit. It's just like, you probably have a small penis. And now he's gonna be like write a mean comment on here and be like, my dick's massive. I'll have you know, I'm a 10-incher.
Speaking of like people commenting on our videos, whatever happened to Joe on a boat?
I feel like I've seen his comments around, man. I mean, now he's definitely going to show up in the anymore. Comments.
Fuck. Wasn't Joe on a boat? Literally,
maybe he's like just. We did.
We named an episode after him.
We named an episode.
You know, we talked about him for like 2 seconds, and we're like, Joe on a boat, Joe on a boat, Joe on a boat.
Because we thought it was this fucking guy. Yeah, Joe on a boat. I remember him. God, all his fucking videos have him in the thumbnail of the same picture. He made a tier list.
He looks the exact same in every picture. It's incredible.
That's probably because it's the exact same picture.
It is. So Joe on a boat has made a tier list for upcoming films.
He has a video. He has a video with YMS.
I think we talked about this before, and we were like, is he in character? But, like he's definitely, like, looking at this, so it has, like, multiple camera angles and shit, he's a fucking character. He's a character.
So, who do you think Joe on a boat really is?
Probably a guy named Joe who really likes boats, and he's like,
he's probably just a dude. Like, I'm sure he's got, like, a family or some shit. Or maybe he's, like, a total rager and he does cocaine. Like, loads of drugs or something.
You know what? I could believe it.
He apparently lives on his boat in Marina Del Rey. Where's that?
I have no fucking idea.
Is that in Florida or California? Geography.
That fucking sounds like a Lana. Like I thought it was Lana Del Rey for a second. I was like, it's a
this channel California. Could only be made in Florida. Is it California?
California, yeah.
Damn it, my predictions are wrong.
Hold on. Let's see. Marina Del Rey. I'm pulling it up on the map.
Yeah, it's in California.
Marina Del Rey is in New York.
We might be looking at two different Marina Del Reys.
Well, then how about you link me?
Is there a Marina Del Rey in Florida?
Well, apparently there's a Marina Del Rey in the Bronx.
Is that a lake?
It's attached to the fucking ocean, you idiot. Marina Del Rey. Oh, maybe it's that one.
I'm gonna assume it's California. What were you looking at?
I was looking at the other Marina Del Rey.
Was it still a marina with boats?
Apparently, this is a wedding venue. I've made an awful mistake.
Yeah, okay. I was asking you, but even had a body of water, and you're like, it's the ocean.
Okay, it is the ocean. It's the ocean.
Is it on the ocean?
Yes. Yes. New York City is on the ocean.
I know, but is it close enough to have a boat in the fucking water?
Yes, the Hudson River is on one side, and the East River on the other side.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Your mistake is valid.
Maybe you would know if you actually visited here.
Why would I want to go to the Bronx?
Well, maybe not the Bronx, but, you know.
I only want to go for Joker standards, if anything.
Oh, my God.
I'm the Joker, baby! Sorry, I had to say it.
I'll even buy makeup. If I go to the Bronx within 2019, I'll buy makeup and I'll go in Joker standards.
Oh,
that's not
I am
happen.
So holding you to that now.
I said if I go to the Bronx in 2019, that gives me 2 fucking months and I have
no
trips planned.
You got time.
Joe has spoken. The unspoken rules of Fortnite.
Ah, yes. Joe on the boat. Giving us the hard facts.
He is playing he's playing Fortnite on a Switch, and there's a seal behind him in the first 1 second.
This guy's
seal?
Total,
oh,
yeah,
there is. Is
character.
That like, what the fuck? Why is there a seal there? Like, how
he's
is it just on the boat?
It's hiding from orcas. Oh, I saw a fucking video on Reddit of an injured seal on ice, and an orca came out and grabbed its tail, and the seal didn't even fucking struggle. It's just like, it just gave up.
There's a really like suspicious can or like jug in the back of Joe's setup that just is labeled very secondhandedly not bleach.
Yeah, he's a character.
If we said he wasn't a character before, we were wrong. This has got to be like an ARG, bro.
He's got merch and a Discord server.
Should we join the Discord server? I'm joining that Discord server.
Hey, Joe, I'm on a boat. We're gonna talk about anything on our topic list?
No.
I don't know. I'm very convinced that Joe on a boat is actually a deep fake.
Of who?
Somebody
of,
who's
Joe
the creator
on the land.
Of Joe on the boat. Joe on the land.
Let's talk about a shark dating sim I played.
Fine.
All right, so I played a shark dating sim called Shark Dating Simulator XL. I know, very, very hard to believe it's a shark dating sim. And I played it. It was released in 2017. It was for a video that's coming out when this goes up. Actually, it should already be out. So I played that, and it's awful. And it came out in 2017. It's early access. It's cost $1. It's 99 cents. And I was waiting for the new characters to be implemented, and there's no new characters. It's still Shark Chan and only Shark Chan. And then throughout the game, you collect balls if you're a gentleman. And at the end of the game, if you have enough balls, you get laid. And if you don't have enough balls, you get tied up and tortured sexually. Dude, I got tied up and tortured.
I see that as an absolute win.
Dude, there's like, this is completely like unrelated at this point, but like looking at Joe the Boat, I'm watching his Fortnite gameplay, and he literally censors the clothed ass of this player character. The entire game, he motion tracks their butt with a blur that barely blurs it.
Well,
he's got to be a character. Story. He's got to be. There's got to be more to him.
Somebody else is editing this for him. I'm certain. This is too well made.
His son's probably doing it.
I mean, he's still on a boat. Are you kidding me?
I'd imagine. Like I was saying, he's probably some dude with a family or whatever.
I don't know. Turns out Joe on a boat is actually a millionaire, and he's just like, man, these guys are never gonna find it out.
If he's a millionaire, it doesn't fucking matter if people find out. He's good.
I mean, he is living in a very expensive area
on a houseboat.
I mean, yeah, but still, it's expensive. Like, it can't
that's
be
what
cheap.
I mean, though. Like, houseboats are expensive too. Like, he's in an expensive
area. I feel
like
a houseboat's
even
more expensive.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, and he's in California.
It's like he's living in an expensive area on an expensive thing to live in. Like, he's probably doing pretty well.
What if he works at Google?
What if he's Joe Google, the creator of Google?
Joe Google. I like how Brandon just flippantly told us about the shark he banged, and we're just like,
"Hey, I didn't get banged. I got sexually tortured."
You didn't collect enough balls.
Enough. No, we figured out at the end of the game we didn't collect enough balls. At the end of the game, she was like, you can see my boobies, but on one condition, and then it fucking goes to, like, this side of the screen where we're being tortured.
Did it show anything?
No. Well, the most you got was shark ass. But it was clothes. It was clothes shark ass.
It's not even, like, it's drawn, and, like, this is drawn, like, Western cartoon porn, right? Like, not hentai?
No, it's Western.
Oh.
But there was a lot of Japanese shit mixed in, like, with, like, the fucking terminology, like,
Shark
Chan.
Was it, like, anime-ish style then, or what?
Well, it looks like a DeviantArt trash
anime style. It had anime style in terms of, like, character expression. But it is definitely a Western-drawn character. It's not anime enough to be an anime character-ish thing. So the shark was called Shark Chan, and Shark Chan was, like, really needy. And the whole story of the whole thing is Shark Chan is a human that got turned into a shark. And then you then turn her into a half shark, half human at the end, and that's when you bang.
Of course.
Huh.
Yeah. I think
I'll stick to Monster Prom.
Monster Prom's a lot better than this shit. I'll link the
Apparently,
Steam page.
I can't wait till Monster Prom 2. I'm excited.
So, okay. Keep in mind, this game was made in 2017, and the aspect ratio isn't exactly like 1080p. It's not the 4x3 either. It's in between. There's black bars on the right sides for like right and left side for no fucking reason. But yeah, it's fucking horrendous. But yeah, what do you think you're doing, Baka? Yes.
God, this is cringe. Is what
these
this
screenshots
is.
Are
it
awful.
Is. It fucking is. and then whenever you get balls, this random announcer comes on and it's just like, it's like a robot voice, and they're like, let's see if this works. You got it's not working. I don't have a setup right. They're like you got balls, and it like fucking drops the balls in the street. It's so fucking bad. Oh, but
yeah. Drop the balls.
Why
fam?
Don't you play the Colonel Sanders dating sim?
Because I wanted something obscure and could make a good thumbnail, and Colonel Sanders wouldn't make a good thumbnail.
That's true.
Yeah, I'll show you. Like the thumbnail is fucking beautiful, dude. Like this is gonna get so many fucking views. That was sarcastic, by the way.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's definitely gonna like do well.
Bang.
It's so fucking bad. And then there's like it's just so bad. Then, like, the person who gets you to the ocean to begin with is, like, a marine biologist, and they call him a fish scientist in the game. And then, like, there's, like, a joke about how the main character, which is you, only read the first line, which was, big-breasted 26-year-old needs help on the fucking job application. So, it's just so bad. It's such a bad fucking game. Alright.
Anything else? There's plenty of other high-cultured dating sims you could always play, you know.
I mean, I wanted to play a bad one. It also only costed me a dollar.
There's plenty of fish in the sea, if you will.
There's always coming out on top. Explain,
ew.
Yeah, that one's a pretty good one.
Y'all ready to wrap up?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so thank you for watching this episode of the Loudmouse Podcast. As always, be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @loudmouse_, on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can probably find us there. Anyways, we will see you guys next time. Hopefully monetized. Probably not.